Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
10 toes down. Very curious where this ends up going. 10 toes down is where we take a stand and we tell you, this is it. This is happening. Here is why. Could go anywhere. This is the segment that Brian Gerch made famous. Indiana, winless in conference. He didn't say winless in the playoffs. He just said winless in conference. You know, he's missed on a few, but maybe his Bulls one is ringing true, as he said, go against them, right? Did he say under on Bulls, right? Everything?
I don't remember.
There's a lot of them.
No idea.
I'm trying to remember. He's positive or negative. It's all a big blur. None of it matters because it's all bad, apparently. All right, Sam, why don't you start us off 10 toes down? What you got?
I'm fully expecting Gerch to come in hot and say Indiana will win the college football playoff. That's what I expect to happen, and then they will lose in the first game that they play. So This is not going to be a surprise if you've listened to the show, if you followed us for months. Buffalo's getting to the Super Bowl. Now, will they win it? I don't know. But I think it is such a good bet. 10 toes down, Buffalo 9-1 is the best bet you can make right now to win the Super Bowl. If I told people in August that Burrow would be dead, that Mahomes would be cooked, Lamar would be hurt, and also kind of stink, and the Ravens are going in the wrong direction. I mean, how much would we have bet? I bet 750 and 725 with everybody healthy and no team having a loss. So I don't believe in Denver. Don't believe in New England. You can have your Jacksonville. You can have your Houston. You want Pittsburgh and Aaron Rodgers. You want the Chargers. Quarterback's already got a broken hand. He's not making it through healthy. I get it. You don't like the Bills' defense? Fine. I think the AFC is so wide open, and the greatest AFC team we've seen in 10 years, Kansas City, is not going to be in the playoffs. So 10 toes down, if you don't have Buffalo 9-1, you're doing it wrong. They are going to the Super Bowl. Now, do they win it? We'll see. But if you're holding 9-1 and they make it, you're in a great spot no matter what.
Buffalo Bills, your AFC representative in the Super Bowl. That is Sammy P's 10 toes down. All right, I'm going the college football route, and I'm saying that we're going to have a few things happen. Our buddy Jim Phillips, the ACC commissioner, spoke yesterday. When that guy speaks, he speaks with a purpose, and he doesn't do it willy-nilly. He doesn't just throw things out there. He's got too many friends, and a lot of his friends have a whole lot of power. That dude has backing. If he is going to go out of his way to say something, it's because he knows something, because it's probably going to happen. He doesn't want to look stupid ever. Both of us have experienced that many, many years ago. All right. Weekly rankings. He discussed the possibility of them going away. I don't think it happens immediately. It is part of the agreement with ESPN. But what they do is they do wait a while, believe it or not. Because I remember at one point I was like, when are these rankings coming out? When are they going to start happening? Because it's good fodder, good conversation. They start in week 10, and the final one is week 15. So we get them six times. We're going to get that cut in half at least. Maybe three weekly ranking shows, and then they're going to go away entirely. It was clear on Sunday morning that these mean absolutely nothing. We always say it, but we thought it meant a little bit. It meant nothing. Nothing. Weekly rankings eventually go away. It's going to be cut down dramatically next year. And next year, we will have more than 12 teams in the playoff. We will have 16 next year. And in short order, we will have a 2018 playoff. Four byes, and then 24 other teams. This is the direction that we are going. Weekly rankings eventually go away. They get cut down dramatically next year. Next year, we get a 16-team playoff. It gets to 28. I'm not going to say eventually. I'm going to say pretty soon. It's going to get to 28 teams. We're on the way. Just keep on adding, keep on adding, keep on adding. That's my 10 toes down. Paul Aspen, 10 toes down. What you got?
10 toes down. So, yeah, the Rams look pretty good. Matthew Stafford has one of the worst bad ball rates in the NFL. He's only thrown four picks. So he gets to see his old friends. You got the Goff, Stafford. You know, it's not really a thing anymore. It's been a minute, but the LA-Detroit wife swap situation, if you want to call it that. I don't know that anyone does. Detroit is a six-point dog. They got extra rest. Devontae Adams, a little gimpy with a hamstring. Six seems like a lot. So I will be playing the plus six with Detroit. But I think the Lions are very live in this game. I think the Rams, not going to say that I'm not a full believer yet. I don't know that I'm there like Super Bowl favorite believer. But I'm going to say the Lions, Jared Goff, don't have to worry about going outside. Go into L.A., 10 toes down, Lions money line against the Rams. Aiden Hutchinson with at least one sack. I'm going to say Aiden Hutchinson, two sacks. One of the best pressure rates in the NFL, top three. Aiden Hutchinson, a couple of sacks, and the Lions beat the Rams in LA on Sunday. 10 toes down.
Wow. That's bold.
6-point dog. 6-point dog. I like it. All right.
You had me at wife swap, Paul. That was when you hooked me.
Dude, that was a real show not that long ago. Like, does that show get on the air today? Wife swap? On ABC, right? I think it was the ABC. So,
gateway drug was like Temptation Island, right? I feel like that was like kind of the first foray, and then they went the Fox. Whole way with that. Yeah.
Let's just swap wives. Like, let's do that.
I think all right. I think the newest show should be Cookie Night at the Ostrowski's. Keys in the bowl on the way in, you know? Just see what happens.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Keys in the bowl. Speaking of that, let's bring in Jake Hassan.
All right, man.
Jake the Jiggle Bowl.
Pretty good. Keys has a bowl pretty good ring to it, don't we think?
Yeah. Jake Hassan, the traitor among us. What? All right. Go ahead, Jake.
Where did that come from? What does that mean?
Throwing it out there.
Joe's you better, you best, out. Finest.
Yeah. All you right. Can't take anything we say seriously right now. Have you listened to us over the last couple months?
That's a great point.
You want to play? You want to play black or white, Jake?
No, I'm good. I'll just get my 10 toes down. We're all right. Okay. Yeah.
Fair enough. I can't wait to see what Kirch is wearing. I can't wait.
I wasn't here yesterday, famously. Also, shout out the comment sections yesterday that Kate Constable texted me that apparently the YouTube comments were theorizing I was out, quote, getting the clap. That's why I wasn't here yesterday.
When did you start looking at these YouTube comments?
In the YouTube comments yesterday, I'm just at home recovering, just down bad with an illness. Yesterday, 10:54 a.m. Hopefully Jake's out catching the clap. That was in the YouTube comments yesterday.
Wow.
That's great.
Not what was happening. Sorry to disappoint, but my 10 toes down. Illinois basketball goes undefeated until they go to Purdue on January 24th. After I thought they were going to lose Tuesday night to Ohio State, but they win convincingly, cover all numbers on the road. And now home against Nebraska, neutral site against Missouri, home against Southern U, at Penn State, home Rutgers, at Iowa, at Northwestern, home Minnesota, home Maryland, and then January 24th at Purdue. I think it's going to be a top 10 matchup. I think Illinois goes undefeated until then. I don't know if they win that game. We're not going to be here to talk about it, so who cares? But I think Illinois is about to go on a run of terror.
Ooh.
Fighting Balkans.
Very good. Sammy, I went and checked in on the YouTube comments. They want to know how the ear infection's going.
It's not going great. I can't hear out of this right ear still. Mm-mm.
Did they give you a timeline like, hey, this should happen by X?
They said a week or two, and my ear exploded on Thanksgiving morning, so that would be exactly 2 weeks. The problem is I have another issue with my doctor. My doctor is like a vampire that just wants my thyroid, and I need a new doctor.
You got another message about the thyroid?
There's not enough time, and I want to save enough of a pocket here for the star of 10 Toes Down, Brian Gertz. We can talk about my doctor maybe during lightning bets. My doctor wants my thyroid. I'm convinced. Like, we're beyond, like, a normal conversation now.
Okay. Just so we don't forget, I just wrote down thyroid moon. So we'll get to that coming up.
She ain't getting it. I ain't giving it to her. No way.
We'll see. All right, Gertz. 10 toes down. What you got?
All right, boys. So for this week, let's go to college basketball. And the rivalry is back. Indiana and Kentucky are going to be playing at Rupp Arena. And we are going to take the Kentucky Wildcats to just absolutely smoke Indiana this week. Sammy, I couldn't find a line for this game yet. I was hoping you had a look-ahead line. I'm assuming that Kentucky's going to be the favorite.
Let's see. I got Kentucky like 4.5.
All right. Alt line, Kentucky minus 10, 10.5. Double the spread.
You never make a normal bet.
Hoosiers moon.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Famously, Kentucky. The last time he picked against Indiana, they beat Marquette 100-77.
You know, IU's coming off another 100-point game. They put up 113 against Penn State earlier this week. But going to come back down to earth. I think that this game is going to go really similar to the Indiana-Louisville game from last weekend, where Louisville just beat the crap out of them. They went on a 16-0 run to start the game. So, let's bet these Kentucky schools. Kentucky over Indiana on Saturday.
Gertz, the following Saturday, should we take Chicago State against Indiana?
No, I would not go that far.
Okay, damn. Yeah. All right, very good.
We'll save any college football playoff-related 10 toes down for next week. I think that'll be better to kind of wrap us up on the final 10 toes down of Best Wits.
Yes. I'm wondering, is he going to go positive or negative on Indiana? All right.
I don't know at this point. Now I don't know. That is a tease.
I don't know either.
That is a tease, for sure.
I forgot where I saw it. Maybe somebody posted a Cignetti video. Just, it was interesting. It got me motivated for a couple minutes yesterday, where he was talking about when he bet on himself. He could have been comfortable. could have stayed at Alabama, cushy job. It's like, nope. I bet on myself and I went to a Division II school. That's betting on yourself. And that was like the gist of, I guess, what I saw a clip from the entire speech was betting on yourself. Man.
They need to start building the statue of Cignetti outside the stadium right now.
It's going to be there. It's going to happen soon, right? Like, people laughed when Saban had it when he was still coaching, but it's going to be there.
I thought you were about to say, like, Statio e Pepe or something. Like, I don't know where that was going. Like, no, did anybody else hear that? Yeah. He was like, Statio. Like, Statio e Pepe. Anyways.
No. All right, good.
I don't know what he's going to do, Joe. I don't know what he's going to do, Gertz, next week. Now I'm in a pretzel.
He's going to say that when the title.
Watching 10 toes down this entire season, you can take a guess where I'm going to go with it.
They're going to lose the quarters.
I truly believe in these 10 toes downs when I say that. I'm just wrong.
I know.
Gertz should call his past 10 toes down predictions together, and that should be the open next week.
There's all two toes left.
Require this work that I'm not
going Joe, do you want to know how dirty?
It's a lot of work.
My editor at Fox did me so dirty on this Bill story because I don't pick the headline. I just write the story. The editor decided to use the following headline. Back Bills to win Super Bowl, .. because what could go wrong, ? I was like,
oh, wow.
I was like, really? Damn. Really?
Is the editor a fan of a team?
No, I think the editor's just having fun with the story. But, I mean, just it's a fair headline because Buffalo's never – it's just – I was like, damn, kind of just did me dirty there.
Yeah, did a little bit there. All right. This is Bet Sweats. Up next, let's go behind the counter. Let's find out where Kenny White's numbers are at. He joins us right here on Bet Sweats.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Oh, man. I wish we could say that on the air. I would like to say that on the air. I want a video clip of you saying exactly that. Joe O, Sammy P, BetSweats, BetMGM Network. I think we'll be checking in with Kenny White coming up in a few minutes. But, man, Sam, you're very mad about the doctor situation. It sounds like you need to change doctors ASAP. You're in a battle right now. I don't know that this female doctor knows she's in a battle, but she's in a battle with you. She's caught in the crosshairs.
She's not even my doctor that I started with. So full disclosure, the last time I went to the doctor before this past June or July was before COVID. So I had a checkup February 2020. I was 30. Like, okay, it's been 5 years. And then everybody's like, you got to go to the doctor. You got to go to the doctor. So I went to the doctor. For those that don't remember the story, I went in June and July, and I did the whole metabolic panel. I gave all the blood. They ran me through the ringer for everything. And the only two things that were wrong, and I use air quotes around wrong, my vitamin D was low, definitely low. And then my calcium was 0.8 milliliters high. So they're like, cut down on the calcium. Well, I don't drink milk, so I don't, okay, whatever. And I don't think high calcium is an issue. And then the vitamin D, she's like, you need to take vitamin D. So I ended up taking these vitamin D3 gummies. I take them every day. I'm back normal. So I get a message from my new doctor who I was referred to. She's in the endocrinology program who deals with all this stuff. And she's like, hi, Sam. Hope this message finds you well. I reviewed the results. The calcium is still mildly elevated. Mildly elevated. Okay, lame. Now that your vitamin D levels are normal, we can proceed with more testing and a 24-hour urine sample to differentiate between hyperparathyroidism and familial hypercalcemia. Sounds like we're just making stuff up at this point, right? The reason we want to consider further testing is that the calcium levels are borderline mild, and the treatment could require surgery.
Oh,
what? Like, honestly, bitch, you ain't getting this thyroid. As hard as you want to try, it ain't happening. Because my calcium is borderline mild? No. This doctor is a vampire, and the vampire needs thyroid. That's what I've concluded.
All right. You know who is a beacon of health? Kenny White. KennyWhiteSports.com, KWhitey Vegas over on X. We welcome in Kenny. I know he's got no health issues at all. They're not trying to take his thyroid. How you doing, Kenny?
Hey, Joe, Sam. All I need is sleep. Sam, yeah, don't give him your thyroid, that's for sure. First time I've heard this story, obviously, because I'm kind of in a bubble. But, yeah, I think your common sense is coming through.
They're just trying to find something wrong. And, Kenny, we've known each other a long time. The fact that that's the only issue with me from the doctor is quite surprising. I mean, all the stuff that goes in my body, like the fact that the only thing that's bad is my calcium is very, very exciting. What have you done with this college football playoff, if anything, yet? And maybe you haven't made a bet, but what do your numbers say about the college football playoff, whether it be the first round games or maybe the future market?
You know, I'm looking in the future market, even though Ohio State is, the favorite still, I think there's value with them. I still think they're the best team in college football. The experience playing in the championship game against Indiana, I think, is going to prove them more. And I always say you learn more from a loss than you do a win. And if they end up matching up with Indiana once again, they have that revenge factor, that motivation factor, and I still think they're the better team, just slightly better, not overly aggressive with them being that much better. 1 point in my power ratings right now. So I small bet on Ohio State to win it all. I know they're the favorite. I don't really like to be chalky, but I do think they're the best team in college football.
I don't know down the road if we're going to have all the bowl games that we have now. And as far as the attention, the interest level, it is certainly down because everybody is just so hyper-focused on the playoff. But wondering from you, on the betting perspective, with all the changes that we have now, and it only seems like it's going to change even more, and we'll get word on the opt-outs, and you see why lines are certainly moving, who's going to be available. And sometimes we don't even know until game day. Right now, with these other bowl games outside of the playoff, where do you find it? Do you find yourself seeing more edges there that maybe people aren't paying attention to? Or is it, you know what, the variance is so high, I don't like betting bowl games like I used to bet them?
Joe, I agree 100%. Bowl games do not excite me the way they used to because of the fact you have no idea who's playing, what kids are bailing, who's leaving, transfer portal. It's really, the college football is a really bad landscape right now. Neil is, I think, destroyed the game. I saw an article about Troy Aikman. He's done with Neil. He paid a kid money to play for UCLA, and that kid's gone and probably never thanked him and just left. You know, you don't get something out of your dollar value. It's going to turn you off. And the NCAA needs to have regulations on this. And they used to, but now it's the wild, wild west. And you can just buy yourself into the playoff. Look at Texas Tech, and everybody knows that, and the money they put into their program. And it's amazing. But you know what? Great stories like Kirk Siginetti should be talked about. This guy, the job he's done is unbelievable, and it's amazing that, you know, he's not leaving for Alabama, because it's going to be tough to keep that up at Indiana. But for him to, his old team, James Madison, to be in the playoff, and his new team, Indiana, and a lot of those guys at James Madison are still the product of Kurt Siginetti. And that really shows this guy is probably the best football coach in college right now. And that's, you know, I tip my hat off to him, even though I'm betting Ohio State, man, that's a job that, you know, and all the bad of college football, it's a great story to see a guy like Siginetti and what he's done.
For those that don't know, I use Kenny's ratings every day of my life to help sort of guide me toward making a number or getting to a bet. And I imagine, Kenny, when you're making numbers, I know the numbers always come out in the wash, but I can't imagine how tough it is to get to the right number on the Ole Miss Tulane game and the Oregon James Madison game. They're just, to me at least, there appear to be so many variables. I mean, Tulane and Ole Miss, like, Tulane's coach is leaving. Lane's already gone from Ole Miss, but we've already seen the game, and it was 45-10. The number's only 17.5. They could win by 30. They could win by 3. I imagine that's not an easy number to make. And then you got Oregon James Madison, where James Madison's biggest D lineman is 270 pounds. And, oh, by the way, their coach is leaving to go to UCLA. Like, how tough was it to get to a number on the Oregon game and the Ole Miss game in the playoff?
Well, you know, for me, and you mentioned my power innings, and thanks, Sam, for mentioning those. And that's my foundation, and I have to get to a number from my power ratings that's the number. But then you're right, that's only 75% or 80% of the equation. There's another 20% of the equation that you've got to factor in, and that can be revenge factor, coaching mismatch, look aheads, coaches leaving. And it's also the players then, who's playing, who's not. If there's somebody opting out, obviously in these four teams, we don't have that problem. I don't think anybody's opting out here. These guys are playing for a national championship, but there's so much more you have to add into it. The revenge factor for Tulane adds in. I dropped my number to 14.5, so I lean to them. And I only made Oregon 17 over James Madison. These teams don't need to win by 35. The problem is these are not some of my best bets taking these big underdogs, because what happens is that dog fights hard in the first quarter, hangs around. But, you know, one bad play, fumble that's picked up for a touchdown, interception return against them, they just crumble and they lose confidence quickly, and then that score starts to snowball. So I don't really get interested in those big point spreads. For me in sports betting, I'd love the more competitive games, except for women's college basketball. I've been piling on the big favorites in that sport.
With Kenny White, kennywhitesports.com, K-Whitey Vegas over on X. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network. Kenny, let's talk a little NFL. Big reaction after this week is, oh boy, it looks like it might be ending for the Chiefs. They are a long, long shot to make the postseason. Where do you have the Chiefs power rated?
Yeah, Joe, you know, it kind of, this past week, I've thought about this in the past, and it's gone back and forth with me. I grade every game out in my own box score final, and it's graded out for yards per play and turnovers. And I've always given 4 points for turnovers to teams because I feel like you can't predict turnovers. But I do take turnovers away from quarterbacks when I individually rate them. So I'm really starting to look into maybe more interceptions or not more luck, more of progression of a team where fumbles are more very unpredictable. So I still have Kansas City, and I say that because I still have Kansas City around number 5 or 6 in the NFL. But when you get to this point of the year and you have no shot, now I think you're going to get a good effort out of them until they're eliminated, and then that's a team that, you know, will completely fall apart. But talent-wise, they're still good. They're still very good. Now they have 2 offensive linemen that have been out, and that really hurts when you got one on each side. It's more of a cluster injury now, and I had 1.5 value for both players combined, but when you got the cluster injury, you know, I add more to that, and it's about a 2.5 point drop off. So that's really hurt them. If they can get healthy on the offensive line and Mahomes can put a game together here without throwing interceptions, they're good. And I look at Detroit the same way. Everyone has New England rated in the, you know, the top 2 or 3 in the NFL, and I've got them number 15 or 16. I've consulted with other professional bettors that are with the analytics, some of the best, and they have totally agreed with me that they still have Kansas City and Detroit up in the top 5, and New England and Chicago right around average or slightly above average. So I'm looking to make some adjustments on the way I do things, and I've been doing that my entire life. I'm trying to get to that perfect point where every one of my numbers is right on, and it's tough. I've been adjusting for years, but the one thing I think I'm going to start adjusting less is when quarterbacks do throw interceptions. I probably would have knocked the Kansas City Chiefs power rating by at least 1.5 or 2 points, and I might have them down at average now instead of losing bets on them like I did the last couple of weeks. I probably would have either stayed off or bet against them, so Kansas City's got their back to the wall. I'll probably end up betting them again this week.
I know you've never wavered on Buffalo this year. You're one of the few guys, and, you know, you helped me get to this bet. I've been planting my flag all week on Bills Super Bowl 9-1. The AFC is so wide open. I think I get the best player in Allen. Mahomes ain't making it. And the best part, I think, is that I don't have to see any of these teams until the very end. Rams, Seahawks, Packers, Lions, Eagles. Only got to face one of them, Kenny. I think Bill's Super Bowl 9-1 is such a good bet, man.
You sold me, that's for sure, because you're right. I've this is another really good football team. They've had some injuries on defense, but again, Josh Allen, you can win with Josh Allen in late playoff season because he's got the ability to beat you with his arm and his legs, and incredible numbers. When I heard the other day the all-time leading rusher for Buffalo, that he has more rushing yards than O.J. Simpson and more rushing yards than many of the great pros, Hall of Famers in the NFL. This was a great draft pick. The Buffalo Bills directly drafted him because of the weather in Buffalo, and they knew they needed a guy that could throw the football through the wind, and Josh Allen was the guy, and he's been more than what they ever thought they were going to get, I believe. But, yeah, I like that, Sam. Just looking at this, with Kansas City falling, Baltimore crumbling a little bit, I still think Denver's a little bit away from being that team. Buffalo is the best team in the AFC. I like it.
Kenny, what can they find on KennyWhiteSports.com?
The power ratings, and that's, you know, what I've been preaching my entire life, that you have to have a foundation, and that's what the power ratings are. Mine are built from the player level all the way up to the team level, and what you receive at Kenny White Sports Scott Brown from the power ratings is that the power ratings from each team and the projected final score from each game. And if you were with me at the beginning of the year, you saw every single game for the entire year. I break that down to the final score for every single game that hasn't been played and give you a win total. But now I've also added a different product, Power Rating Plus. I've had so many of my clients say, I love your information. It's just so much. It takes me so much time to go through it because there's so much. I just can't figure it out. So I've now created this Power Ratings Plus that I do all the work for you. As I mentioned, it's numbers and science. So I left the science out. Now I've added the science into it. I calculate in for you the revenge factor, the look-aheads, the letdowns, the coaching mismatch, the coaches leaving, all of that. And then I actually have a selection column, and I tell you exactly what games I'm betting. And that's Power Rating Plus now, and that's $150 a month. One of the best deals in sports betting. If you're going to be a sports bettor, it's a great foundation for you. You don't have to go with me, but I dare you to go against me.
Kenny White, great stuff there. Always appreciate you jumping on the show. Lightning Bets on the other side. This is Bets Wets.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Lots to do before we get out of here in about 15 minutes. We've got lightning bets. We've got the room. Where's the room at for Thursday night football? That can they convince us all to watch on Amazon Prime? And Sam's so pissed about this lady trying to steal his thyroid. Don't do it. Kenny White told you. Don't let her. Don't let her. Don't let this woman ruin your life.
No way. I'm convinced they're just trying to find something wrong with me. And they're frustrated that they can't. Because I'm an anomaly. I should be so unhealthy, but I'm not. And they're upset. So they want to turn my borderline calcium efficiency or inefficiency into we're taking your thyroid. I'm telling you. It's like a vampire diary. She just wants
it. Did you give her?
She can't have it.
Did you give her information where it would lead her to believe, oh, he's a candidate for this, he's a candidate for that? Or did you kind of do like most people and just lie about everything? Like, oh, yeah, I do this and I do that. I'm pretty healthy and I don't smoke. So, I don't do this.
No, I told him the truth. My dad told me a long time ago, don't lie to your doctors. And I was like, okay, that seems fair. Now, they're not going to like some of these answers, you know. Do you drink? Yes. How much do you drink? It depends.
A lot.
Depends on what? I go, well, look, I don't drink every day, but if I go out on a Saturday, I'm going to have 12 drinks. And then they just look at you and start making notes, you know?
Right.
Because they're like, oh, well, you should have 5 drinks a week. And I'm like, chill out. All right. I should also floss every day too, right? No, ain't happening.
Paul ain't doing that. And he's an anti-dentist.
I floss, but
I know.
Not as much as I should, but yeah.
Oh, my dentist is like, worst. You know, you should just lay on the, when you're watching TV, sitting on the couch, you just throw in a floss. Nope. Yeah. I have no interest.
That's what I'm doing.
I'm not flossing all over my furniture. What are you, insane?
They're in the game. You got to floss. That's easy. It's easy.
No. No. So, no, I tell putting the doctor the drink. Truth. And the only, again, the only thing they could find wrong with me is that, and I sent you the grid, my calcium is 0.6 higher than it should be. It's a 10.8 right. instead of a 10.2. Whatever.
You're not going to be, yeah, they have ranges for all this stuff. Most humans are not going to be within their ideal range on everything. So there's always going to be something, and there's going to be something to harp on. And that's what they look at. That's what they focus on.
That's how it feels.
It happens. Yeah. Yeah. I understand. Did you want to read some reviews?
Sure. We or have two the more. Room? These were, let's do the room. Let's blow through the room okay. and then save time for reviews. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. Paul Aspen, what do you have Thursday night football for this, what should be a bad game?
Where's the room?
Go ahead, PA.
Yeah, I just really think we need the BetSweats logo on the bloody door. All right, most bet player props for tonight's game. Number 5, Jalen McMillan, under 1.5 receptions made. Okay, he plays for the Bucks.
He's questionable, I believe, at the moment.
I guess that could also, if Evans is up, you know, just even less right. for him.
That's the idea.
But they are in on Abuka, over 44.5 receiving yards for tonight's game. Number 4 most bet prop at BetMGM.
Joe, you want him to have no catches tonight for your dart stuff. Cool.
Correct. Right now, the favorite is McMillan Tet for Carolina. But yeah, you don't want a Buka to pop in a primetime spot. Nope.
So good news that the room is on him. All right. I mean, this guy, backing this guy and backing him in a popular way is wild. Kyle Pitts, over 59.5 receiving yards. This has never gone
under.
Wrong.
Under.
I'm now going off. I'm off that bet. That popped to me for obvious reasons. He's the guy that's been targeted with Cousins. They give up a lot through the air. Go somewhere else. Not going with Pitts.
He's going to roll his ankle in the first quarter. We all see it coming.
Likely.
And there will be more in the receiving game from Atlanta, so maybe we can find another angle there. Number 2, they're backing Baker, but they're backing Baker on the ground. Over 19.5 rushing yards.
How do you get there? How is that so popular?
Because there are not a lot of star players, right, to back. Like, who do you trust? Evans, we don't know if he's playing. London's out. Cousins is the quarterback. So it's hard. You got Bijan. He's a star, I guess. But the Bucks have a great rush defense. It's like, they're only going to land in a few spots.
All right. Number 1 most popular prop, Bijan Robinson, over 38.5 receiving yards. That is actually currently at 37.5 at the nice bargain discount of -130.
Brought this up earlier. I said Bijan, okay, they're not going to, maybe not rushing because of that defense. people go receiving, and Pitts. Cousins, the guys close to the line of scrimmage, Pitts, and Bijan. That's what is probably going to happen. Yeah. So that's why they're betting it. Makes me not want to bet them, both of them.
Mooney Moon?
Ugh. I don't want to bet this game.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Don't want to bet it, don't want to watch it.
I'm just going to bet Evans. One lightning bet, Mike Evans, anytime touchdown, plus 175. Why not?
The second favorite, the second most popular anytime touchdown bet after Bucky Irving is Dylan Drummond. Does anybody know who Dylan Drummond is?
No.
7-1.
Assuming Falcons with all their guys out.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. And I saw John Ewing.
Shot there.
Confirmed Falcons. Yes.
Confirmed. I wish I had the bell. Ewing posted, banging the bell.
Ewing posts, 99% of the money is on these. Bijan over receiving. Kirk Cousins under a half a yard rushing. Irving over 19.5 receiving. Rashad White over 16.5 rushing. Baker over 1.5 passing touchdowns. 99% of the money all on those.
I may have to bet on Cousins over half a rushing yard. I may have to do that now. It only takes one yard, just one carry.
Till they win, takes a knee.
And that's not a lose it. But that's, oh, no, you're right. Damn.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Damn.
Let's not bet this game. Let's just do our... Do you have your grievances set?
Which tonight? Grievances?
We're doing the Festivus shows from the Winaway guys.
Oh, no, but I can find... I mean, my grievance last year was every time I have a huge bet on a football game, Benetti's on the call. Like, every game.
Yes.
You are looking live! I'm like, oh my God, shut up.
We do 3 hours of grievances every day.
I'll be prepared for that. Let me read these reviews. These are from a couple days ago. I didn't see them until last night when I was at the bar. This is from Why Should I Give a Nickname? And the subject is, how is this show getting canceled? This team has become a staple of my morning routine since summer. I started because I love Sam's content, and I'm very pleased I fell here. It's an amazing show. The chemistry with the crew is amazing. It's my favorite. I hope you all go independent or somebody picks it up. How it's getting cut is ridiculous and will be sad. I will miss it in my mornings. I look forward to y'all moving on fast and enjoying your content. Thanks for making me laugh, think, and take my mind off the diet changes I was making. Okay. And this one is from Say It Ain't So. Subject, still not ready to say goodbye. I've been putting off writing this review because I kept holding on to the hope that the show news was not true. But the countdown of remaining shows says otherwise. What made Bet Sweat special wasn't just the betting insight. The chemistry is what was best. The chemistry, the humor, and the authenticity of not just Sam and Joe, but the whole crew. Shout out to Jake. Bet slips and bat flips. I learned how to read market moves. What to look for on Twitter for a good laugh. Tools I need to rake leaves, even though I don't have a lawn. There are plenty of betting podcasts out there, but nothing has matched the mix of entertainment, honesty, and straight-up fun that BetSweats has delivered. I'm hoping it's not goodbye for long, just the start of whatever's next.
Yeah, I wish I shared your optimism. I not about not doing something. We're all going to continue doing something. But I don't know, the last 24 hours is for each of us on this show, it's just been one bad thing after another is related to working for this company. So I wish I could be positive. We're not in a good place right now. And I'm sure that comes across on the air. We're still being pros though. Like we're still doing our homework. We're prepared for all these shows. We're having on great guests, but like, you know, I don't know. Day.
Yeah, to be told to be
you can only be crapped on so many times.
Yeah. To be told multiple times in the last 3 months that we want you here, but you're not going to be here is freaking maddening. And they think that it's like, they think that it makes it easier. Oh, we really wanted you here, but you're not going to be here. Thanks. Like, that doesn't help.
Wait, I thought this was the fastest growing show. Best show on your network. Yeah. What happened to all that?
And honestly, yeah, like, why would we, you know, to that comment, why would we take this show to another network so we could be let go again? No, we need to.
Exactly.
We need to own it.
Mm-hmm. That was never more clear with what I heard yesterday. And I will share that with you guys. 6 days left. We got 6 days to vent. Well, check out Festivus tonight if you want. We'll tweet out the link.
Can't wait.
Yeah, that should be a lot of fun. We'll be doing that tonight over on YouTube with the From the 108 guys. All right, we'll be back tomorrow, I think. If they want us back, we'll be back. Joe O, Sammy P, 9 a.m. Eastern. Let's talk tomorrow right here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.